Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. Today I want to start a new message about the blessings of the wilderness. If you turn your flesh over to the Father, allowing Him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you into the image of Yeshua, then the wilderness experience that you're going through right now, the dryness and a pressure coming against you, is because the Father is getting you ready for a promotion. Please turn with me to Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. Revelation chapter 12, starting verse 1. "And appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and a moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars." Now, being clothed with the sun and a moon under her feet speaks to seasons. There's a season for a promotion. There's a season for a wilderness experience. And just because you're in the wilderness experience doesn't mean the Father has left you. No, He's working on you. He's purging those things out of your life. He's developing your character. He wants to make sure your character can withstand the blessings, hold up the blessings that He has ready to come to you. In verse 2, "And she being with child cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered." See, your ministry is coming out. Your purpose is coming out. And the Father is developing that in the wilderness. "And appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, the great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and he cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which is ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born." See, your ministry, your purpose is a threat to the enemy, and the enemy doesn't want the full blossoming of your ministry, your purpose. She brought forth the man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and a child was caught up unto the Father and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of the Father. See, the Father has prepared a place for you right in the wilderness. The enemy's not going to touch you. The enemy's not going to hurt you. You're just feeling some pressure because the Father may be trying to get you ready for the pressure that you'll encounter when you come out of the wilderness and you're promoted. He's preparing you for the pressure of the promotion. Maybe you're feeling some of the demonic warfare that you will feel when you get into your promotion, and you're feeling that in the wilderness. I read this again, verse 6, "And the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of the Father, that they should feed her there 1,260 days." He'll take care of you in the wilderness. Verse 13, "And when a dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place." See, the Father has a place for you in the wilderness. He hasn't forgotten about you. And see, in the wilderness, it's just you and Him. It may seem like nobody can help you. Maybe that's the way the Father wants it. He wants a total, complete dependence on Him by you. And He's trying to maybe rekindle the relationship in a greater way. Bring you closer to Him, because you're going to need Him when you get into that promotion area. So He's doing so much in the wilderness. And the pressure you feel is not Satan doing it. It's the Father just letting you feel some of that pressure. See, the Father controls everything and everybody. He controls the devil, and He's allowing some of the pressure that you may feel when you get into that promotion, that higher level, so you can get kind of acquainted with it and closer to Him, that despite the pressure, when you get to that promotion area, He is greater than the pressure. Hallelujah. Remember, everything was created by the Father and for the Father, and by Him all things consist, whether it be thrones, principalities, mights, or dominions. All were created by Him and for Him, and by Him all things consist. I'm just going to read this again, verse 14. "And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she's nourished for a time, times, and a half a time from the face of the serpent. And a serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that it might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman." See, the Father is going to send people to help you when the time is right, and He'll pull you out of the wilderness. "And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of the Father." You see, so it's all about going through that wilderness and asking the Father to have a smile on your face, to know that it's Him. Just ask Him to reveal Himself in the wilderness, and He will, because He's the one that prepared a place for you in the wilderness. Go with me to Deuteronomy 29. Deuteronomy 29, starting verse 5. And the father said, I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxing old upon you, and thy shoes not waxing old upon thy foot. Look how he took care of them in the wilderness. He'll take care of you. He'll supply everything you need and more in the wilderness. It's him. It's the father that engineered your move into the wilderness. And if you feel like nobody can help you, that's just the way he wants you to feel. He wants you to be totally connected to him. Hallelujah. You have not eaten bread, neither have you drunk grape juice or strong drink, that you might know that I am your father. And when you come into the place, Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us into battle, and we smote him. See, the father will do a work on your enemies in the wilderness. He'll take care of them. Remember all Jehoshaphat had to do. See, Jehoshaphat was in the wilderness. He was surrounded by so many men and the enemy, and he wanted just to get him. But he said, Father, our eyes are upon you. And sure enough, all he had to do was send out his praise and worship leaders, saying, praise the Father, his mercy endure forever. And the battle was won because the enemy killed each other. The father moved in the wilderness. And all he had to do, Jehoshaphat, all he had to do was pick up the spoils. It took him 3 days to pick up the spoils. So the father will take care of your enemies in the wilderness. In most cases, we stop at what we're doing and let the father take over and do what concerns us. And if your enemies are coming against you and you feel like you're in the wilderness and you can't do anything about it, just the way the father wants you to feel, because he'll take care of them. He'll prepare a table right before you in the midst of your enemies. If it's on your job, let the father have full course, full power to do whatever he wants on that job. And he'll win for you. He'll win for you. Again, as you turn everything over to him, he'll win for you. Don't hold anything back. He's trying to work on each and every one of our lives and trying to get the junk out of our lives, so to speak. He's trying to conform us to the image of Yeshua. Allow him to do so, so he can raise you up into that promotion and use you in a tremendous way. I mean, it's so important in these last days. There's so much evil flying around, so many demonic forces flying around in different parts of the world. We need to know our Father. Because the angel in the book of Daniel said, those that know our Father will be strong and do exploits. We need to know him. In verse 8, and we took their land and gave it for an inheritance unto the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to the half-tribe of Manasseh. You see, the Father can give us spoils in the wilderness, blessings in the wilderness. You just feel like you're all alone, but that's just the way the Father wants you to feel. It's just so powerful. Go with me to the book of Genesis. So powerful to realize that the Father's in complete control in the wilderness. We talked about on a previous broadcast from Ezekiel 16 that when we got saved, we were in an open valley and Satan wanted to destroy us. But the Father came to us and said, do you want to live? And we said, yes. And he quickened us who were dead in trespasses and sins. He's not leaving you alone in the wilderness. You just feel like there's nobody can help you, but that's just the way the Father wants you to feel. In in Genesis 16, this is in verse 7, and the angel found her by a fountain, this Hagar. In verse 7, and the angel found Hagar by a fountain of water in the wilderness. She had fled away by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence comest thou? And with it wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress, Sarai. And the angel said unto her, return to thy mistress and submit thyself unto her hands. And the angel said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. See, he doesn't forget you in the wilderness. And he wants to reveal some tremendous things to you in the wilderness. Hallelujah. And the angel said unto her, behold, thou art with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because the father has heard thy affliction. Hallelujah. It's just so very important. You see how the father can minister prophetically in the wilderness too. Well, one other thing I want to talk about is on my website, henrywalker.org, I have a message on divorce and remarriage. And if you feel like you're divorced and people are telling you you can't get remarried, you need to read my message. You need to see the truth from the Word. And if you want more information about divorce, whether I should or I shouldn't, go to my message, Divorce and Remarriage. It's just so important that you read it in these last days and go to the Father yourself and get clarity on the topic, because the Father wants you to have peace in your home, peace in your life. Just go to that message, Divorce and Remarriage, on henrywalker.org. Click on messages. They're very important. I feel the unction of the Father to mention this to you, because so many people are in confusion and they're hearing certain things and they don't know whether it's true, but you need to go to the Word. Go to my message and then examine the Word and go to the Father and find out if what I'm saying is true in that message. It really helps you so much. It'll free you up, because you're entitled to be at peace. You're entitled to have peace in your home, peace in your marriage. Let's go to Father in prayer right now. Father, I just thank you. I praise you. I love you. I worship you. I give you the glory, Father. Put your hand on the radio as a point of contact. Father, just touch the people right now, Father. Give them healing and deliverance, Father. And just move in a special, special way, Father. Let them know the reason why they're in the wilderness, Father, that you're ready to promote them. And help them to turn everything over to you, because you know everything. You know everything. You're omniscient, Father. And people need a touch right now. People need a healing touch right now. People need to be set free. Oh, Father, move in a special, special way, Father, as only you can, Father. I help people to read that message on divorce and remarriage, Father, so they can see the truth and not tradition, and can find out for themselves what's true and not true by reading my message and going back to the Word and going to you to confirm it. So we just give you the glory and the praise and the honor in the name of Yeshua. Amen. Well, I want to tell you some more about our ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org, with 250 prophetic messages on there. Just click on messages. I've written three books. One is called Seasons, talking about the feast days of Yeshua, how he fulfilled every one of those feast days with the exception of three, which he will fulfill in the last days. My book, Noon, talks about the months of the year on his calendar, Hebrew calendar, the Father's calendar, and how the things that he did in the Word in those months, he wants to repeat them in those months. And you need to know when those months begins and ends. And if you go to my website on the biblical calendar, you can find out when each month begins and ends on the Hebrew calendar and a Gregorian calendar of the year 2020, and when each feast day begins and ends in the same period of time. And also in that book, I talk about the different hours of the day when the Father moves the most. There's a certain hour of the day when His healing anointing flows more than any other hour, and you need to know that. And he's done things in the Word on those particular hours, and He wants to repeat them, and you need to know what these hours are. And you got to remember the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's not 12 or 1 a.m. The Romans, who were pagans, set that up. And you got to be on His calendar, the Father's calendar, to find His timing and His seasons. And also, my third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, or Explaining the Trinity. That'll comfort you so much when you read that book. And you can get these books by calling me. Now, we want to give these books to you at our course. And not trying to make any money on it, just our course, which is $5 each. And if you have no money, we want to get these books to you free. Just call me at 772-801-3677. It's 772-801-3677. 801-3677. And we'll get these books out to you so quickly. So we just want to get this information into your hands in these last days. And don't forget my broadcast on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. if you miss it. But also you can go to WCNO.com and go to On Demand and go to any other broadcast and previously by hitting the arrow and going back. And we just want to help you so much. And hearing the broadcast again, it will help you so much. And remember that also, if you want to make a tax-deductible donation to this ministry, you make it up to New Life Revival, and you can have the address at the end of the broadcast. So remember, the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979.
When you're injured in an auto accident, you need an attorney who can help. Hi, I'm auto accident attorney David Walker here in Stewart. I've been practicing auto accident law on the Treasure Coast for more than 35 years, and I've raised my family here, I've supported our schools, and I've been active in our Treasure Coast community. I'm located on the corner of Tanner Highway and Southeast Central Parkway here in Stewart in the four-story United Way building. I'm attorney David Walker, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter